even in schools today, some of the girls look at me and go, wow, I didn't even think that that was an option for me to be on the tools and to actually be getting my hands dirty and learning the mechanical side of things or electrical side of things. So I really think it's just a culturally embedded practice that men have always just done the job, women have been the homemakers. But, you know, I would like to think that there is a shift, but it is definitely going to take time. It's going to take publicity. You're going to need people to stand up in front of other women and say, you know what, I do it and you can too.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Far too often, women are the onlys. That is, they're the only woman in the room, or on the team, or even within an entire department. The 2019 Women in the Workplace report finds that 1 in 5 women is an only. These women have more challenges to overcome compared to women who work in more gender-equal environments. For example, the report states that women who are a numerical minority at work are more likely to have experienced microaggressions, exclusionary behavior, and increased pressure to perform. They're also twice as likely to have been sexually harassed during the course of their career. These negative experiences take a toll on women. Despite having higher ambitions to be promoted and become a top executive, the onlys are 1.5 times more likely to think about leaving their job. Today on the podcast, you'll hear from two women who have experience being the onlys. Nicole O'Keefe, an electrician working on a mine site in Australia, and Michelle Cowan, an Australian rules football coach, will share the challenges they faced as women working in male-dominated fields. On this episode, Michelle and Nicole will share the barriers they've had to overcome and the solutions that men, women, and organizations can adopt to advance more women in male-dominated fields. Michelle Cowan knew from a young age that she wanted a career as a coach in the Australian Football League. After completing high school, Michelle contacted 16 of the Australian Football League clubs to seek out a coaching position. After no interest from 15 of the clubs, one club finally reached out to her and took her on.
As a young girl, probably 14 years old, is when I really decided that I wanted to be a professional coach and coach at the highest level in Australia with the AFL, which is the Australian Football League. And so you're really lucky, I guess, from a young age to identify that that was my passion and I guess essentially was my career goals as well. And from that moment forward, did everything possible to learn and grow and educate myself in order to be successful in that field. And I guess today it sees me coaching for the past 18 years and having coached at the highest level, both men and women as well.
Men play a critical role in helping women to break into male-dominated industries. Here, Michelle shares her experience with this.
There was one club in particular that gave me an opportunity at such a young age. And whilst there wasn't any coaching roles available, it was this guy, when he sat down with me, he said, Michelle, we don't have any coaching vacancies at the moment, but I'm going to create something for you because I can see something within you and I want to get you on board at our club. So I guess I'd love to share that experience and really shine the light on a lot of incredible males along the way and along my journey who have really probably gone against what's normally done in the 150 years that this competition's been running. And they've always appointed former players or male coaches into those traditional roles, but for this guy in particular, for him to create something for me was my opportunity to really get involved in the industry, and that's really where it started.
Male mentors in Michelle's career not only helped her break into the industry, but they also enabled her success as a coach.
I think it was, for me, really important to show your vulnerability and and ask the questions of people and surround yourself with great people who want to help you. And that's certainly something I've learned and take that into my career today, is to have incredible mentors around me that guide me and give me advice, and who are really, I guess, advocates of myself as a coach. And I've got some incredible male mentors today that I continue to rely on and bounce things off as well. So I think if you can surround yourself with great people, really connect with them, show your vulnerability and show that passion that you have, people are always really willing to help. And often maybe some of us are too scared to ask the question because we may be too scared for what the answer might be. But certainly been knocked back a number of times, but you just keep asking it. When you do get knocked back, I guess my question is, if I'm sitting in front of you next time, what do I need to work on so it's not going to be a no next time? Is that my communication? Is that my management of athletes, or, you know, tactically about the game, whatever it might be, and try and make sure that next time I get the opportunity, I'm the right person for the job.
Michelle says the best way companies can support women in male-dominated industries is to encourage men to be allies, something that Michelle has found critical in her career when it comes to managing harassment and discrimination.
Certainly in the early days of starting out my career, there had never been a female coaching at that level. So there were a lot of traditional supporters and members who questioned my knowledge of the game and ability to coach and get the best out of players. But, you know, when you do speak to the players in particular, they would just see me as their coach, and I wasn't a female coach and I was getting the best out of them. And again, just the importance of surrounding yourself with the people and the mentors that I had that really supported me along the way. If we'd been challenged, or if I in particular had been challenged, they were the first ones to really stand up and say, but Michelle is the best person for this job, and we're going to back her in all the way. So really powerful to surround yourself with great people.
Finally, Michelle shares her career advice for women wanting to make it in male-dominated fields.
Really follow what you're passionate about. If you're meant to be successful in that field, then you'll make it work if you really want to be involved in it. And it might be knocking down the door a number of times before you get an opportunity. And one of my opportunities came after the 8th phone call that I made to a football club, that somebody had finally returned my call. So I guess I question, when do we give up? Do we give up after the 3rd or the 4th phone call and think, well, maybe it's not meant to be? Or do we just continue to pick up the phone and knock on the door and say, look, I'd really love to catch up and just have a coffee? And for myself in particular, after doing that, I ended up getting the opportunity. My advice would be, never give up if it's something that you really love and what you're really passionate about.
Michelle's experience working as a coach in the Australian Football League highlights the critical role that men play with helping women to gain access to leadership opportunities and supporting their development. This experience is shared by Nicole O'Keefe, who works as an electrician on a mine site in Western Australia. Nicole started her career in the corporate world, working in human resources, before deciding to take a 55% pay cut to become an electrical apprentice. Despite working in a male-dominated industry, Nicole says one of the lessons she learned early on was the importance of being yourself at work.
I think it's just human nature to want to fit in and to want to, you know, run with the pack. But I think being a little bit more mature, I can actually stand back from the pack a bit. You know, I've never tried to be one of the boys because I think that that's just wasting my talent. You know, I bring a different set of skill sets compared to what some of the other team members bring. And so I think for me to try and be one of them, I'm letting go of those skill sets that really they could benefit from, and vice versa, I benefit from their skill sets. So I've never felt the overwhelming pressure to be one of the boys. You know, but you definitely do have your challenging days where you know, sometimes your guard might slip, or you do just want to be like 100% accepted. But I think it's really important just to remind yourself why you're there, what your values are, and really try and hold true to those.
Much like Michelle's experience, Nicole stresses the important role that men play in supporting young women with their development, something that is particularly important for women undertaking an apprenticeship.
I think I was really apprehensive about my lack of tool skill set. You know, I don't come from a mechanical background. You know, I didn't tinker in the shed with my dad or anything like that, you know, and I come from a professional role where I guess with the professional part of the business as well, day to day. So I was quite nervous around how I handle tools and even just my strengths to use the tools. But really, that's when you just need to turn to your tradespeople and actually ask for help or ask for them to show you different ways. And you definitely need to have a sense of humility, and you need to show them that you're there to learn and you actually value what they're teaching you as well.
Nicole says one of the barriers women face getting into male-dominated occupations is simply awareness, as young women don't always realise that it's even possible for them to have a career in these industries.
I definitely think, you know, if you want to start at grassroots, we need to be getting into the schools more. You know, we need to really be encouraging girls in schools to be doing your woodwork and your metalwork subjects and even your technology subjects as well, really encourage women to get into that side of learning. And even in schools today, some of the girls look at me and go, wow, I didn't even think that that was an option for me to be on the tools and, you know, to actually be getting my hands dirty and learning mechanical side of things or electrical side of things. So I really think it's just a culturally embedded practice that men have always just done the job. Women have been the homemakers. But, you know, I would like to think that there is a shift, but it is definitely going to take time. It's going to take publicity. You're going to need people to stand up in front of other women and say, you know what, I do it and you can too.
According to research published in the Harvard Business Review, when men are deliberately engaged in gender inclusion programs, 96% of organizations see progress, compared to only 30% of organizations where men are not engaged. Male allies include any men who are committed to taking action to advance gender equality. Here, Nicole shares two things that men can do to champion women at work.
I think definitely show respectful behavior in the workplace. And then the second one is to actually call each other on the respectful behaviour. You know, sometimes the situation will happen and then someone will come up to me afterwards and be like, oh, I didn't agree with, you know, how he spoke then. And I'm kind of like, well, why did you speak up with me? You know, like, why is it always me having to fight the fight? So I definitely think, you know, when you do have male champions in the workplace, it does actually make it a bit easier and hold each other accountable rather than just one female being the person who's always like, don't do this, don't do that, you know, whereas if other men are holding each other accountable as well, I think it's a much more harmonious environment.
Finally, Nicole shares her advice for women working in the industry.
It's just really important that women reach out to other women as well in these fields. So often when we are surrounded just by men, you can feel so isolated. So it is definitely really important to find yourself a network of other women in similar situations to you, you know, whether it be a Facebook group or a social media group or women on the site that you work. And, you know, just be kind. Like, you don't have to be their best friend. You don't have to, you know, hang out with them on your days off or when you're not at work. But I think it's really important to know that you do have a friendly face in the workplace that you can even have a quick chat with, because I think that that's really important for women working in male-dominated industries.
I really enjoyed learning about Michelle and Nicole's experiences of working in male-dominated industries. While their jobs may differ, both women share similar challenges. It's clear that having men as allies help both Michelle and Nicole with accessing job opportunities, mentoring, development, and the support needed to tackle harassment. These are all the ways that men can be allies to women at work. That's it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you haven't already, please subscribe to my newsletter. Each week, I share exclusive insights and stories from men and women who are passionate about creating a gender-equal world. We've provided a link in our show notes so you can sign up. Have a great week, and I'll catch you all again on the next episode.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.